were able to make your other pitch too, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've made your reading and so forth.
Oh, yeah. I got everything out there.
Thank you. welcome to officially to the White House. I know that you have had a very busy schedule traveling in our country. And you're going to have a dinner tonight hosted by my secretary. I'd like to add one item to your schedule, and that is a special tour of the White House itself. We will go up to the floors
and see you
The other thing I would like to say on this occasion is that I have welcomed now half a dozen groups from the people of the Republic of China since we started our new relationship in February. Doctors, ping pong players, gymnasts,
医生, 球员就是乒乓球的代表团, 以及大集团.
But I consider this group to be perhaps the greatest significance.
可是我认为这个代表团可能是最有意义的.
Because beginning last February, we began a new communication between the most populous nation in the world.
因为去年自从去年二月开始，人口最大的国家就是中国，与美国之间开始一种新的思想沟通的过程。
And we want the people of your country to know America.
而我们要贵国的人民能够了解美国。
Only a very few of the 800 million who live in the Republic of China will ever visit the United States, and only a very few of the 200 million who live in America.
八亿中国人民中，约两亿中国人民中，很少会有机会参观第二个国家。So
we must know each other through the pens, the cameras, the eyes, the brains of the members of
us. 因此呢，我们要凭着新闻记者的纲领，他们的照相机。
We appreciate the fact that members of the American press have been received with such great hospitality in the
Republic.
We want this to be a continued
relationship.
As we look back over the foreign policy of the United States, going back perhaps to World War II, the most significant event in terms of the effect on the future of the whole world was probably the establishment of the new relationship between the People's Republic and the United States.
美国与中国之间展开这种新的关系。
I see this for two reasons.
我这样说有两种原因。
On the negative side, the responsible leaders of the People's Republic, the responsible leaders of the United States, could not allow the condition to continue, which would risk down the road a confrontation between our two great countries.
那么看到消极的那方面呢？ 美国方面的高级领导人，就是负责的领导人，中国方面的领导人都一样，不能忍耐，不能容忍一种能够导致冲突的一种状态继续下去。But
from a positive standpoint, even more important, speaking for our own country, speaking particularly for our children, they would miss so much the communication. We're not established with one quarter of the most able people in the world.
那么，谈到积极的那方面呢，特别是为我国的人民、我国的孩子谈话，这种。
That is why I can tell you that I look forward to my second term to continue to work with Joe Line and now toward a closer, more constructive relationship between our two countries.
Yes,我希望在我第二个任期与老孙主席、周恩来总理继续合作，为建筑一种更有建筑性的关系。
The interesting thing is that the overwhelming majority of the American people, regardless of their political persuasion, favors the initiative.
而最有意思就是，大多数美国人民，不管他们是属于哪一个党派，都赞成。我对中华人民共和国所采取的这些新的部分。
As I'm sure you have seen, Americans are basically a peaceful people. We're a friendly people. And we are also people who like to visit new worlds. And for that reason, I hope that over the years of that, this new initiative will continue to have strong support of the great majority.
杨明寿认识到美国人民是一种爱好和平、友好感很强的一个人民。那么美国人民也是喜欢发现新的世界的一种人民。因此呢，我深信在将来我们和中华人民共和国的新的关系也会受到美国人民的拥护。
It would not be honest to gloss over basic differences in philosophy that we happen to have different forms of government.
我们不应该用一种模棱两可的说法来掩盖我们之间的分歧。我们思想上的分歧是不应该掩盖的。
But it's my firm conviction that we have reached a stage in world history where differences between governments.
但是我认为现在世界历史已经到了一个新的阶段，在这个阶段中呢，政府与政府之间的分歧不应该对人民之间的关系了解作为一个隔阂。
And for that reason, I consider that one of the great goals of our administration.
因此呢，我认为我和政府的最重要的一个目标就是继续发展您所代表的这个新的中美关系。
Now it's customary to present the foreign journalists a little amendment.
那么对外国记者们，我们有一个习惯，就是小放一些小礼物。
It's not worth very much, so you can accept it without compromising your objectivity.
这个礼物的价值并不高，因此不会损害到您的这个客观的想法。
This is the pen we use to sign the bills, you know, for the Congress to sign the pen. And when the other we use the pen, we give the pen to all the members of the House for signing the sponsored bill.
那么这种让礼就是。我在国会所通过的法案上签字的时候用的，那么签完了字以后就送给参议员或者是众议员，就是拥护这个法案的参议员与众议员。
So we present one to each of you.
今天特别送给你们每一位一支。
And I strongly recommend that you take the box as well as the pen, because the box is worth more than the pen.
所以我建议你们也要接受这个小箱子，因为这个箱子恐怕比钢笔更值钱。
Thank you. day we left Peking, it was the day when Mr. Bruce arrived. And today, on the day we arrived in Washington, the director of the liaison office has also arrived in Washington. And we're again received by President Nixon and Dr. Kissinger today here at the White House, and it also shows the development of relations.
Thank you.